Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Glad to have you with us at Burden and Blessing. We're continuing our 66 summary verses of the Bible today as we journey through the Old Testament and especially now through the prophets of the divided kingdom. We've considered a number of different prophets that the Lord sent both to the nation of Judah and Israel as well as to the foreign nations. And today we're taking a look at the short book Habakkuk. Joining me to go through this book and its summary verse is Pastor Neil Radical. Neil, the verse that we're going to be considering for Habakkuk today is actually the last verse of his prophecy. What is our summary verse for Habakkuk?
Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19. I'm reading from the Holman Christian Standard Version. I'll explain why in a little bit here. Yahweh, my Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like those of a deer and enables me to walk on mountain heights. It's interesting how that's an exclamation point because, as you mentioned, as we look at the last part of Habakkuk here, we see in these three short chapters, I love when the prophets are three chapters because you can really gain a lot out of a quick read. You see, this is the end of Habakkuk's prayer. The first two chapters are dealing with Habakkuk's problem, and in this third chapter, we're dealing with his praise of the Lord. And ultimately, Habakkuk knows because the Lord has revealed to him and some of the other prophets at this time, around 600 BC, that Babylon is going to come and destroy Judah. And so I think it's fitting that Habakkuk, probably my favorite name to say in the whole Bible, means embracer. Babylon is coming, and Habakkuk literally had embraced that. He knew that it was going to be horrible, what was going to happen. And he recognized the need for that because Judah was refusing to repent of its sin against God, all of its idolatry, its aligning with other nations, and ultimately these struggles with God that Habakkuk had was why God would use Babylon, a wicked nation, to chastise, discipline, punish, whatever word you want to use, to basically punish his people. Why would he use a more wicked nation? And ultimately, you kind of see that same attitude with Jonah of why would you use these wicked people when recognizing that their people, God's people, were the ones who were being just as wicked with their idolatry and sin. And so I think it's wonderful that the Lord answers Habakkuk and points him to the understanding that he really restores his faith and trust and that idea of, like in chapter 2 especially, he shows him a vision of his glory and what he's planning for his people, and Habakkuk is strengthened by that. And as Habakkuk is waiting for the Lord's reply, as you see at the first part of chapter 2, I love that. He's standing at the ramparts. He's standing on the, I picture him standing on the city walls, basically watching for not only Babylon to come, but for the Lord to answer his prayer. And ultimately, this verse, the reason why I chose the Holman Christian Standard Version, because it points back to the name of the one true God, Yahweh, Jehovah, and then the fact that his Lord, the Adonai, the master, the ruler of all things, is Habakkuk's strength. And then he goes into this wonderful illustration. He makes my feet, I would just insert this concept that I think is brought here. He makes my feet sturdy, like those of a deer, like a mountain goat, enables me to walk on mountain heights. And I love that picture because it's ultimately showing Habakkuk's steady faith and confidence, his firm footing with the Lord and not on the shifting sands or grounds of this world and what they put their trust in.
A lot of times we hear this idea of, well, you know, you shouldn't question God. And what's interesting to me, Neil, with Habakkuk is that Habakkuk brings these questions to God, doesn't he? There's certain questions, there's things that he's seen in his world around him. And he says, there's uncertainty here. God, why aren't you doing something about it? And when God says, well, I am going to do something about it, he said, well, why are you doing it that way? You know, why not my way? That way doesn't make any sense. So I think that as you read through the book of Habakkuk, one thing to take away from it is that there's nothing wrong with asking God questions. We should be asking God questions. The question is, what kind of attitude do we have when we ask those questions of God. And I love that you bring out the fact that Habakkuk trusted in the Lord. He may not have understood what it was that the Lord was going to accomplish or why he was going to do it the way he was going to do it. But ultimately, you're right. Habakkuk takes it back and he says, the Lord, Yahweh, he is my strength and he is going to get me through the uncertainties of this life. I know that he will. And that is a beautiful thing for us to have that confidence in the Lord who is our strength through all of the things that we face in this life. So God invites us to bring our questions to him. He wants to answer those things, but he also wants us to have the confidence that when he gives us the answer, we don't say, well, I don't like that answer. I want a different one. We need to put our confidence in the answer that the Lord gives to us, just like Habakkuk did. And that last chapter, chapter 3, is a beautiful hymn of praise to the God who is his confidence, regardless of the way that the Lord answers the questions that Habakkuk has asked. So a wonderful example of a Christian's faith as it deals with the uncertainties of life and the Lord as our foundation.
Thank you, Nathaniel. There's a fantastic hymn from the Lutheran hymnal, hymn 525, as pants the heart for cooling streams. Heart there is H-A-R-T, which is really referring to a deer. This hymn is based off Psalm 42, but fits perfectly with Habakkuk 3:19. And what's also neat is that the heart of the Christian, it also fits with that too, the deer compared to the heart of the Christian too. So there's four short verses here I'd like to read for our prayer. As pants the heart for cooling streams when heated in the chase, so longs my soul, O God, for thee and thy refreshing grace. For thee, my God, the living God, my thirsty soul does pine. O, when shall I behold your face and thou majesty divine? Why restless? Why cast down my soul? Hope still, and thou shalt sing the praise of him who is thy God, thy health's eternal spring. To Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the God whom we adore, be glory as it was, is now, and shall be evermore. Amen.
Amen. We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.